You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we reflect on a powerful teaching here from Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first Imam, the commander of the faithful. It says, faith is to prefer truth, even if it harms you, over falsehood, even if it benefits you. In this profound wisdom, Imam Ali alayhi salam calls us to a higher standard of honesty. Let's explore what it means to prioritize truth, even when it's not the easiest or most beneficial path. So true faith isn't just about belief in God, it's about aligning every action with that faith, with integrity. Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us that faith requires us to prioritize honesty even when it may bring us hardship. This is because honesty is a reflection of our trust in Allah's wisdom, even in challenging situations. When you face hardship and stay true to yourself, stay true to your principles, it shows that faith is instilled in you and you have become one. That is not something strange from you, not something separate from you. It's not just something that you want to kind of pretend to be or pretend to have. It has become you, or you have become the true you, that the person that you should be. You know, faith is not kind of complete unless when it becomes part of you. Imagine you're in a tough situation at work, and telling the truth might lead to some consequences for you. But you choose honesty over a lie to maintain your dignity or integrity. So do you prefer to do that or to lie and just maintain your job? Your position, your position in the eyes of others or your boss, whatever, you know, it's hard. Sometimes lying may seem easier or more beneficial in the short term, but the long-term consequences of this dishonesty can erode our character and reputation. By choosing truth over personal benefit, we preserve our dignity and stay true to our faith. So you're offered, let's say, a promotion, but it comes with conditions that go against your principles. Instead of lying to secure the position, you speak truthfully, trusting that Allah will provide better opportunities in the future. So trust in Allah and say the truth and never give up to falsehood. Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us that true faith is reflected in our commitment to truth. Okay, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay true to yourself.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.